Into the Blender, episode 49.
You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to media reviews.
Or whatever shiny object catches our eye that day. Your heart's beating for me. I'm just waiting to see. Where's the line that you would draw beyond me and never let me be? But it really doesn't matter. Hey, everybody, this is Viv.
And this is Chooch.
And we greet you from the burrow.
Nestled, close, and warm. I don't know. I'm trying to think, what is, you know, burrow, invoke.
Yeah.
Evoke.
Oh, evoke. Very weird. Words are hard. So we're going to do things a little different this time. We actually, on a weird, very strange whim, I posed a question to Chooch when we were in the kitchen making sandwiches or something for lunch one day. And I asked him a question and we talked about it for a few minutes and I said, hold on. And I went and got the H4N and recorded the rest of the conversation.
Yeah.
And it was like, it occurred to me, it was something that I almost tweeted, and I thought, no, I want to develop this a little more in thought, more than 140 characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was reading through people's Twitter streams. You know, I had been catching up, reading through my timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And as I invariably do, I'd follow someone's link to someone's link to someone's link. And I ended up on actually following up on a couple people's full profile, you know, Twitter streams, and had some observations, and it just was like, you know, the Tao of Piglet and the Tao, you know, what was that? Those, that book that came out, the Tao of Piglet or something like that.
I think that was the main one.
I never
read them.
I never read it. It's one of those ones that's on my list that I want to read because I was curious about what it was about, but it kind of reminded me of that because I was kind of like, you know, this person is very clearly like Rabbit from the 100 Acre Wood.
Right.
And this person, oh, what an Eeyore.
Right,
you
right.
know? Oh, I feel so bad for that person because they always seem to be very down.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was like, well, I wonder what I am. And I wonder if what I think I am is what other people would think that I am as far as a personality in the 100 Acre Wood world. So that's what we talked about.
Very impromptu, very non-produced. Oh, we were just chatting.
Literally in the kitchen fixing sandwiches.
It's a kitchen chat.
Yeah. A Sammy chat. So, you know, you may or may not like it.
Huh?
We just thought we'd put it out there. And
yes.
I still don't know if I've nailed myself down well enough, or I've kind of been looking at my behaviors more closely since then. But I think we came pretty close to what I probably am.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah. Hope you find it interesting. Welcome to our brains.
Yeah. And if you do, let us know. And if you don't, let us know. And I would love to hear people give their perceptions of which 100 Acre Wood character that they think that they most are like.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is different than what they wish they were like.
Right.
Or if they think others may perceive them as being different than what they, because a lot of people think like, well, they just don't understand, you know, people expect this of me when that's not how I really feel. You know, do you think people have a misconception about you, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, I'm really curious for feedback on this. So, you know, if you don't mind, take some time to after you listen, do it. Or if you get bored with it and don't want to listen anymore, then go ahead and call and tell us that too, because
and just you know, this is what I think I am and this is what I think people think I am, or you know, you don't have to spend a whole we're not assigning essays or anything.
No,
quick, easy, we're just curious.
Yo, I'm Piglet. Later.
Represent.
Yeah, representing the Piglet.
And then out.
Yeah, peace out. 100 Acre Wood. I was trying to do an East Side.
Wizard.
Wizard. I don't know. Yeah, we just sound really lame. Not surprising.
Yes, feedback doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of gangster rap, but it's not discouraged either.
No, we don't discriminate. Whatever form of rap or non-rap you would like to leave your... All right, it must be time to go.
Yeah, definitely. Here's the clip.
Welcome to the Empire of Arrakan, where nothing is as it seems, and the dead don't stay quiet. The other side is close, and the only thing that stands between you and them are the deacons of the Order. Devoted, deadly. Join both luminaries of the Podosphere and New Voices in a short story anthology that takes you into the rich world of Geist, a novel of the Order, coming from Ace Books in October this year. Don't miss a moment of the magic. Subscribe at booksoftheorder.com.
So I was telling Chooch about my idea to write a blog post based on some perceptions that I had from reading other people's Twitter streams, how one person, if you do nothing but read their stream of tweets, they come off as kind of like an Eeyore, and other people can come off as like a rabbit kind of character. And so I was starting to write a blog of who do I think I am in the little 100-acre wood of our little corner of the internet. And so Chooch and I were discussing that. We discussed that Pooh and Piglet, while very similar, do have their differences.
They're somewhat similar, but that Piglet is really just a support character.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't seem to really have any initiative.
Right.
He's always reacting. And you mentioned how he's really nervous and fidgety, so
right.
Maybe it's like he's...
a worrier.
Yeah. Maybe he's too afraid to initiate things, to go after what he wants and do mm-hmm. what he wants.
Yeah. And that Pooh Bear has his thought, whether it's his kind of selfish, constant pursuit for honey or whatever else has caught his eye, that he typically will just go off chasing after it.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, though, he'll have those moments. And we were talking about the difference between Pooh and Tigger.
Yeah, I think Pooh and Tigger are more alike than like Pooh and Piglet.
Mm.
That they're both go-getters. They're always going after what they want. Mm. Although Tigger is all action.
Right. Bounding, jumping.
He's just always on the go.
And where Pooh will sometime and have his little hand on his brow, think moments. So he will stop and consider things, I think, when he's stuck.
Yeah.
But it's not that he necessarily puts any forethought into any action.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not that he's particularly smart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what you said was, you know, yeah, a lot of people put a lot of thought into things, but it doesn't mean it was still a good thing, a good idea.
Yeah, a good thought. What do you see, as Owl, who is very focused, very plan-oriented, very organized, but seemingly has no fun, no enjoyment, no spontaneity?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the oracle. He's, you know, presumably as the wise old owl, he's already been there and already done everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But there is an owl.
What do you mean?
There is an owl in the 100-acre wood. Is that who you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You said, what about owl?
I thought I said, what about rabbit? That's what I was thinking.
No, you said, what about owl?
Yeah. Again, that thing, just because you have a thought.
Unless I misheard.
No. I meant
Yeah, so the rabbit's the... Well, he's the busybody know-it-all, knows everything better than everybody else.
And he always seems aggravated about something, doesn't seem to ever be happy.
Yeah.
Whether it's something eating the carrots out of his garden or his house getting messed up. And then what you were saying about Al.
So it was kind of judgmental and, well, yeah, but rep, yeah. Kind of judgmental and bossy, and his way is the right way. But then Al's the oracle, been there.
Right.
Knows all.
So Rabbit's more like a cop, and Al's like the teacher or the nurturing parent, kind of. Maybe not a nurturing parent.
Well, that's, yeah. More so like I was saying, like, horrible that he's just, you know, people come and ask. Come consult with him.
And what about, like, Kanga and Roo? How do you see them? Because I really do want to try and figure out which one I most like. Most, I mean, everybody's like a combination of different, you know, aspects. So it's not like I am one thing or the other, but most like.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, I think that because I'm a mom, because I talk about my kids a lot, that I would probably naturally be put into the Kanga role, right, which I don't mind. I love being a mother, but, you know, of course I'm more than that.
Yeah. Well.
And she's pretty one-dimensional. That's pretty much all we get.
I was going to say, right? That's all they are. Yeah. They're extremely one-dimensional.
She's mom. That's all she is. That sucks. That's kind of a pretty crappy commentary on,
well,
how mothers are represented.
How old is
exactly. Exactly. But isn't she also the only female Kanga?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm assuming that Piglet and all of the rest are boys. We don't see any genitalia, of course.
Yeah, they all come across as male. Of course, Christopher Robin, so.
Is a boy, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
He would do like a gender alignment. Hi, Kaylee. Of course, there's no genitalia because they're all stuffed animals. I forgot that for a minute. Well, no, because then later on with the Heffalump movie, Lumpy comes in and Lumpy's got a mom. So there's that, but
I never saw it.
Oh! It's one of the few times I think that I've seen a spinoff from an animated or, okay, animated. From, like, you know what I mean, like this kind of thing. Where it's actually really good. I really actually enjoyed that. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, Owl, Rabbit. Do we consider Christopher Robin made the universe, made the Hundred Acre Wood, but do you consider him to be a character within it? I don't.
Mm-mm.
He's not of it. But, so, for the characters, Pooh and Piglet, Eeyore, Tigger, who, I mean, come on, that's a pretty good representation of somebody with ADD. Yeah. Bouncing from shiny object to shiny object.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then Eeyore obsessing over every negative thing and having trouble seeing the positives, or at least stating the positive. Of all of those characters, if you had to pick one that you thought you were most like, what would you choose? And do you think that's how you're perceived?
Right. I don't know if it's how I'm perceived, but I would say I'm Piglet. Because I'm very nervous and introverted and
methodical.
Generally more comfortable in a support role. I've always been more Jerome and less Morris Day. I like being there and having the fun and all that, but I like being on the side and
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
You don't have to take any of the risk, basically.
Let me ask you this. In recent years, and taking into consideration your music being on stage and the podcasting and the panels that we've done, the public speaking that we've done in front of groups of people that we never met.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are really critical groups of people. When you're discussing things like technology and stuff like that, like you do, do you see yourself as less Piglet and more something else than you used to be?
I don't
see you as much support as I might have agreed with a few years ago.
Well, that's what I was saying, is how are you perceived and how, what do you feel you are? Because I'm most comfortable in a support role.
But in your actions, you are more out there.
Yeah. What, you know, even with like music, you know, I'm a bass player. I'm not the singer, lead guitarist. I'm there. I like to support, you know, the band. I like to perform. But I'm not the star.
And I think we'd agree that Pooh is pretty much the star of the Henrico Woods.
Yeah. And then with my own music, I enjoy making my own music, but I'm terrified to, you know, let anybody hear it. Because it's all me. There's no, I'm not hiding behind anybody.
Yeah. I love your music. Obviously, I don't go out and seek out, you know, that style of music, but I love what you've done. There are artists that I enjoy in that genre, and you're definitely one of them.
And you're biased.
Hmm?
You're biased.
I'm totally biased. I'm head over heels in love with you. I mean, that said, though, you and I are both really, and I'm going to say this even though it sounds kind of, you know, I don't know, snooty or pretentious or whatever, but I know that we are head over heels in love with each other,
mm-hmm.
absolutely devoted and dedicated to each other. And with all of that in mind, I'm not blinded to your flaws the same way you're not blinded to mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't sit here and think he's the best singer in the world. He's
right.
The best this or the best that. I know that when I listen to the completed tune, the completed song, I love it because there's so much of you in it, but also because I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So is there one that you'd like to be more like?
Oh yeah, I would like to be more. I would like to have more Taker, be more out there. To have the bravery to just jump in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was bravery. I guess not have all the worry.
Yeah.
And the anxiety.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I think I fall between Piglet and Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I mean, I think I'm more Piglet because I certainly am able to find joy. I'm definitely able to put things to the side and be spontaneous, you know, I think, in my opinion, in my perception of myself. I do worry a lot. I do plan a lot, but I don't think that I'm to the point of Eeyore. And I don't think that I do have control issues. I am willing to give up control enough to say that I have control issues. But I don't think that they control me as much as they used to. Because that's something I've been trying to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And give up, you know, all the stuff that I had to take on when I was a single mom, where I was accountable for everything that happened in the house and responsible for everything that happened in the house. And so everything had to be my way. I think I've gotten better about that over the years. It's a hard habit to unlearn. But I don't think I'm rabbit exactly. I know I definitely have some of those traits. But I think everybody does. I think I have them more than, like, you have them. I think you're, I see you as more of a mix between, from what you project, I would have said Pooh and Tigger.
Mm.
But because I know you, I say Piglet, Tigger, with a bit of Eeyore in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I see myself as more Piglet, Rabbit, because when something upsets me, rarely do I... Thank you for that emo sigh, Katie. That's exactly it. I don't, like, just sit. I tend to get really anxious and really amped up. And I, yeah, you know, I see more Rabbit in that aspect of me. When you get down about something, I see more Eeyore.
Yeah.
But for the most part...
Why bother?
And, yeah. So it's interesting that we both identify ourselves as being more Piglet. What would you identify me as? Because, again, what we think of ourselves and what other people perceive. Our pasta fazool cast. Standing in the kitchen.
Who's a little piglet?
That's who's me. Who's a piggy? Sicky pig. Oh, wait, that was Bill and Ted's. I mixed Christmas. I mixed Christmas Story with Bill and Ted's. Anyways.
I can see rabbit. Some rabbit in there.
I love the careful phrasing.
Control.
You don't want to bring that rabbit aspect out in me right now, so you're phrasing it carefully.
But you're not a, you know, you're not a know-it-all. Rabbits kind of like revels in people being wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't have any of that.
I don't think so. But, I mean, we all have our moments of schadenfreude, but, mm-hmm, you know, it's not like... You know, I don't know.
Yeah. And there's no denying, and not just because you have a uterus, but there is a lot more, there is a lot of Kanga in you. There is a lot of nurturing and support. And,
yeah.
Caution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like.
It's true.
Not in the way of you being cautious, but of you making everybody else be cautious.
Exactly. And it's that, you know, it's that thing I told you about years ago where, you know, we'll be doing something and there'll be no sign of danger, but my mind will flash to some horrific thing that's, yeah, about to happen. You know, I'll be driving down the road with the kids in the car and I'll picture myself with the car flipped over in the ditch.
Yeah.
You know, like the other, even just with Kaylee the other night when we were playing, I think it was, it was zombie dice. And so she was getting kind of excited about the dice rolling around the table and everybody was over and we were laughing and having a good time. But she kept getting really close to the corner of the table and, mm-hmm, where her head is, I kept thinking she's going to like jam her eye on the corner of it. And I didn't just think, oh, she's going to hit her eye. I imagined her eyeball hanging out of the socket, you know? So it's not like just this, oh, be careful, Kaylee. It's like this image of our dog's eye dangling from her eye socket,
right,
and everybody screaming and what do we do? And you know, that's where I literally have an image flash. So I am the person that says, be careful, because, right, what would you do if you had these images coming at you? You know what I mean? And I don't know where it comes from. Maybe all moms see that. Maybe
I see that sometimes.
You
not
do?
To that extreme, but okay, absolutely with... absolutely with the kids.
Yeah.
And that I never saw that kind of stuff until Jay was born.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I never remember having those kind of thoughts, but the moment I'm carrying him as a baby.
Yeah.
If I'm walking down the stairs, I'm envisioning us tumbling to our death.
God.
Head split, yeah, open on concrete.
See, and I don't have a period of time where I don't remember having that. And I think that for me, it might have been because my sister was born when I was 9 and a half,
mm-hmm,
and I was like a second mom to her.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, she wasn't my kid. I was, you know, really 10 years or old or so. But, you know, caring for her, holding her, rocking her to sleep. Mom and dad both worked full-time jobs and went to school at night. So I was a caretaker frequently for her. So it brought out, I think it just naturally, and I think this happens a lot if you've got younger siblings that you're put in charge of, that you develop this a lot earlier. And I think that's one of the reasons why I knew at an early age that I wanted to have kids, because that was a part of my life. That's a part of who I was. How do you have that relationship if you don't have children? You know, you can't just, God help you if you find a boyfriend or a husband that's that needy, because it will break you.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people, that's exactly what they're looking for.
I'm not going to comment on that, but or whether or not I've had those relationships. But, you know, they are not healthy. It's not healthy to mother someone unless you're their mother, I think, or a mother role. But so yeah, there's definitely Kanga in me, whether I want to pretend there isn't, and that I'm more of a footloose and fancy free Tigger. I'm just not. I'm more of a rabbit Kanga tinted Piglet, I think. I mean, do you see Piglet at all there?
Yeah.
I remember you saying rabbit, and I remember saying you saying Kanga.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely got the... So there's the big, a big overlap in kind of encouraging, supporting between Piglet and Kanga. Although Piglet isn't, you know, all support, you know.
Right.
It's a different, in a different way, I guess. But it's definitely, it definitely has the anxiety and all that, so. And you've got that.
Me? See, I also see you as an owl, though, because not just our kids, but other people seek out your advice and opinion on on things technical or musical or things like that. So I don't know that I really have anything that I am that about, like that knowledgeable, that inherently, organically. And I say organic, it's not like you just wake up and you know this stuff, but you naturally research that stuff. That's where you find your enjoyment. So that's where a lot of your knowledge lies. So I definitely see owl in you. I really don't see rabbit in you at all. Because that's what I thought was interesting, is that I identified myself as more as Piglet, and you identified yourself more as Piglet. And, you know, two Piglets, is that even something that is a good idea? But I think we worry about different things.
Yeah.
You know, we aren't both obsessing about, for instance, the wire hanging down the wall in the dining room. It's just me. You don't even see it. You know, you're obsessing over... Right. Yeah, that's something that's getting done, baby.
Bad about that.
Well, you're
going to be... years ago.
You're going to be doing it this weekend, so get the ladder. But we do both worry, but it's rarely about the same thing.
Yeah.
Unless it's worrying about the kids or worrying about finances or whatever. You know, the big ticket items, we share the worry, but otherwise, you know, you don't really register a lot of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't register some of the stuff you worry about.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to intotheblender@gmail.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 657-464-4820.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 license.
You're free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content, just not modify it or make money from it.
Theme music is provided by Sharif, found on PodSafeAudio.com.
For more information about the artist, head to sharifmusic.com.
That's SHARIF music.com.